Now some news from the world of sports. And in Major League Baseball, the New York Yankees scored just 2 runs in consecutive losses to open the American League Championship Series. But back in the Bronx for Game 3, their bats could not be contained. The Yankees put up 8 runs by the 4th inning last night and cruised to an 8-1 win that cuts the Houston Astros' lead in the ALCS in half. Much of the barrage came as rookie phenom Aaron Judge shrugged off a slump like Godzilla swatting a rowboat off his shoulder. Judge hit a 3-run homer and also contributed defensively with 2 outstanding catches in right field that would have been extra bases for Yuli Gurriel and Cameron Maybin, but for those catches. Todd Frazier also went deep for the Yankees, his go-ahead home run in the 2nd inning, clearing the short porch in right, and that gave C.C. Sabathia more than he needed to pick up his first playoff victory since 2012. The big veteran lefty has emerged as the Yankees' most reliable starter in the postseason, and last night he went 6 innings, giving up just 3 hits to get the Yankees right back in the series. It sets up a critical Game 4 late this afternoon. It's a 5 p.m. start from the Bronx, with Lance McCullers getting the start for Houston. Sonny Gray is scheduled to make his biggest start in a Yankee uniform since being acquired from the Oakland A's at this year's trade deadline. Gray has been at best adequate for the Yankees, certainly not resembling the ace that he was in Oakland, but he can turn all that around in a New York minute if he wins today to even up the series. The Chicago Cubs need to hold serve at Wrigley Field tonight to avoid going into an 0-3 hole against the L.A. Dodgers. The Dodgers are still buzzing about their Game 2 win via a walk-off home run by Justin Turner in the bottom of the 9th inning on the anniversary, no less, of Kirk Gibson's game-winning walk-off in Game 1 of the 1988 World Series. Yu Darvish gets the ball for L.A. tonight against Kyle Hendricks for the Cubs. Just 1 game in the NHL last night as the Tampa Bay Lightning beat the Detroit Red Wings 3-2. The Lightning are off to a torrid start. They've got 10 points. That's good for first place in the Atlantic Division. The Montreal Canadiens are sluggish out of the gate. They've got just 1 win so far, and tonight they're on the West Coast skating against the San Jose Sharks. To the NFL, and the Tennessee Titans went into last night's game against the Indianapolis Colts, having lost their 11 last contests against the Colts. That tied for the longest streak for one NFL team against another losing, but they would not end the night with the record to themselves. Marcus Mariota threw a 53-yard touchdown pass to Taywan Taylor late in the 4th quarter, and the Titans went on to beat Indy 36-22 in Nashville. Mariota threw the ball 32 times, connecting on 23 of those attempts, and he finished with a season-high 306 yards through the air. The quarterback, known for his scrambling and running prowess, relying more on his arm than his legs last night while trying to protect a recently injured hamstring. The win evens Tennessee's record at 3-3 on the year. They're now tied for first place in the AFC South with Houston and Jacksonville. The Colts dropped to 2-4 on the year with former Patriots backup quarterback Jacoby Brissett unable to rally them late in that loss. The NBA tips off its new season tonight with 2 games on the docket, and with all due respect to the Houston Rockets and the defending champion Golden State Warriors who will play each other, the real drama and intrigue will be focused on Cleveland, where the Cavaliers will host the Boston Celtics right out of the starting blocks, hot on the heels of the blockbuster offseason trade that saw both franchises trade superstars for each other. One of those stars, Isaiah Thomas, will not be on the floor tonight for Cleveland. IT is still recovering from offseason hip surgery. He's expected to be back sometime in January. LeBron James has been dealing with a preseason injury, but he is expected to play tonight. But Kyrie Irving will be in Celtic green, and he may get a very chilly reception from the fans in Cleveland. Despite his heroics 2 years back that helped them win their first ever NBA title, Irving wanted out of Cleveland, mostly to escape the shadow of the game's best player, LeBron James. But he didn't do himself any PR favors when he remarked recently that he is excited to finally be in a, quote, real sports city now that he's in Boston. That may be a misreading of the passion that Cleveland fans have for their sports teams, on par with the manager of Spinal Tap telling the man not to worry about their show being canceled in Boston because it's not really a big college town. And finally, catching up with a former St. Michael's College standout, Matt Bonds, who is now playing for Horsham in the Danish Pro League. Bonds was named the Player of the Week after his latest double-double, a 28-point game to go with 11 rebounds, numbers that St. Mike's fans got used to seeing Bonds deliver on a regular basis over his years at St. Michael's. Bonds leads the Danish league this year, averaging 23.5 points per game.